Jim Alistair, the TUV leader. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Have you got four tickets for personal use?
I got an email from the Assembly authorities saying that each MLA was being allocated four tickets. I then subsequently got a further email saying that each MLA was getting an extra ticket, making a total of five. It is also my understanding that each council in Northern Ireland was allocated 100 tickets. But I do know this, that throughout the community...
Each council was given 100 tickets?
That's my belief. But it's quite clear to me from the feedback I've had within the community that there are some politicians who seem to have access to a lot more than four or five tickets, because I note that on the DUP Facebook, for example, right at the beginning, they put up a notice that anyone wanting a ticket should contact their DUP MLA or MP. Now, if they only had four or five, I fail to see why there would be such an advert on Facebook. And certainly I know from within the community that there seems to have been a pattern of political patronage from one political party.
What do you mean?
In terms of the distribution.
Now, what do you mean?
It would appear that one political party was in a position to allocate or give tickets or have tickets to give to members of the public. Now, I've therefore asked for total transparency. I asked the NIO last week to respond to this. They ignored it. I have today submitted an FOI request asking to whom tickets were given, to what politicians tickets were given, how many were given, to what organisations they were given, because I think it is scandalous that the public who were led to believe that there would be an equal opportunity to access tickets through Ticketmaster have been so grossly disappointed this morning. I know that from the number of calls to my own office of people who are disappointed, and quite clearly you've been swamped in the same regard. So I think there is a need for total transparency in regard to the distribution of tickets, who got them, when they got them, and what they were entitled to do with them.
Well, the DUP have told us this morning that each of their MLAs got four tickets from the Assembly. Carry on.
You need to ascertain, did the DUP as a political party, did their MPs, did their peers, did they all get an allocation of tickets? Because I've heard callers on your programme saying that they know of politicians who have boasted that they've had 100 tickets to distribute. So, you know, we do need transparency. 10,000 tickets just don't disappear overnight if it's only four to each politician. That's not that many in the total of 10,000, and even 100 to each council. It still leaves a large surplus for public distribution, and yet when it came to it, the large surplus didn't seem to be there. So let's have transparency. My party got none as a party. I got a total of five as an MLA, so I'm putting my cards on the table, and I say to every other political party, equally, with the same transparency, put their cards on the table, and without any Jesuitical language about got from the Assembly the number of four or anything else, tell us what is the totality of the access of each party to the number of tickets that they were able to distribute.
And do you think each MLA is duty-bound to give their tickets to their constituents, or do you think it is fair enough for an MLA to use the tickets for personal family use?
Well, I think it's fair enough to invite your wife to come with you to the garden party. And I think it's also fair enough to then say to your office staff, who work round the clock very often, every week of the year for constituents, to give them an opportunity to go to the garden party if they wish. Each MLA will make their own decisions to how they distribute them.
But if you've only got
four or five, you don't have a lot of choices.
So put your wife and your family before your constituents.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that as an MLA, you're invited in that capacity as an MLA. So I think you're entitled, within your own discretion, to take up that invitation. Each MLA will make their own decision. But I wouldn't have any shame about taking my wife, who very patiently stands by me throughout the year, to an event like the garden party. I wouldn't have any shame about that at all.
I'm looking at this statement, Jim, from the NIO. Up to 10,000 free tickets will be made available to the public. A further 10,000 are to be made available to representatives of other groups, including youth organisations, emergency services, ex-service associations, and then government departments, local councils, health trusts, education and library boards? Is this thing going to be packed with chief executives and civil servants and all this kind of malarkey?
Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of the great and the good, as they like to present themselves there. And I do know.
Tell you
that
what, I must be at the bottom. I haven't been invited. I must be at the very bottom of the list of the great and the good.
I do know this, or at least I'm told this, that within the civil service, each department had an allocation. So
what?
Your assumption is probably correct.
Hold on a minute, say that again.
I understand that within the civil service, civil servants could apply within their department to access an allocation made to each department. I don't know the size of that allocation, but it's my belief that there was an allocation to each department. For example, if you worked in DFP, there was a certain allocation and you could apply, if you were a civil servant at DFP, or to share in that allocation.
Do you think that's right?
No, I think that this if it's still a community event, should be much wider than the public service and should be much wider than the civil service. But I think they should be entitled to have their share, but I don't think they should be entitled to monopolize a distribution such as this. If it means, as seems to be the case, that when it comes to deserving members of the public, that there's a paucity of tickets for them,
okay,
and great disappointment, as you're hearing this morning.
Okay, Jamal, sir, thank you very much indeed.